Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think we're on the same page as far as what makes a Braves season successful, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got
win the World Series.
Duh.
Yeah, anything short of that? I mean, it's crazy to say, like, going into a year, but that's it. That's what it is.
Right.
That's what the expectation has been for a number of years.
Yes.
They did it a couple of years ago. They came up short last year.
What a damn time that
was. That was disappointing. If they don't win the World Series this year, that's disappointing.
You're damn right it is, dog, because they got everything, and we're talking about the expectations. I'll go first.
Okay.
Ronald Acuna. I don't have a lot of sentences. I've got, I mean, because you know I'm a man of few words. MVP race. Period. That's my thought. That's my thought process on Ronald Acuna.
Like what? Like what? Like top three vote getter.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't know. Like, I felt like last year, and I get it, he was coming off the injury, mm-hmm. and he was not himself, and we understood it. There were glimpses here and there, but like, there's no, kind of like we were saying with Desmond Ridder, there's no curve.
No.
Like, Ronald Acuna is expected to be one of the best players in baseball from tomorrow until the end of the season. And hopefully it goes like that and all that. We don't need to talk about how it wouldn't. But, like, that's it. Like, there's no, oh, he's batting 220 this month.
No.
He's off to it. No, like, Ronald Acuna, if he's not that dude the whole year, and of course there's going to be slumps, ups and downs and stuff like that. But I'm talking about if you can't take a two-week snapshot or a month snapshot and see a guy who's just flat out dominating, then that's not good.
No.
That's not okay. Like, he's got to be back to be that level of guy. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. Austin Riley, all-star.
Okay.
All-star. Ozzy Albies, healthy.
Yeah.
Michael Harris, all-star.
Okay, yeah, I've got a couple Michael Harris ones as well.
What you got?
Yeah, all-star for sure. Okay. I think that's totally reasonable. I think 30 is possible.
Okay.
It depends on how much they let him run, but yeah, if they let him go,
they're going to let him run.
30 homers and 30 stolen bases
is totally reasonable. Bigger bags,
yeah,
and less pickoffs.
You can't throw, and we'll get to that in a minute too with the catcher. I think defensively, I think he's got to win a Gold Glove.
I got that.
If Michael Harris is everything that we believe that he is, and did you see him taking batting practice right-handed the other day? By the way,
he's a freaking stud.
Dude was hitting tanks right-handed. It was crazy. Here's the one that I want to see, and we talked about this with Grant with Michael Harris. I want him, because this happened with Dansby last year, and we didn't see it coming, but it did, and it signified how good of a year he was having. I want Harris to find his way into that two spot, and I want him to stay there.
Right.
I want it to go Ronald Acuna, Michael Harris, Matt Olson, probably, and then Austin Riley, or Riley Olson, whatever. You can kind of talk me into one or the other, but I want Ronald Acuna and Michael Harris every game. You know what a nightmare that is for the opposing pitcher? Not to say that having Olson second and then Riley third, like, and if Ozuna can hit well enough to be the cleanup hitter and stay there, that's a huge win also. I just don't expect that. Like, we haven't seen that guy for a couple years now. If that happens, awesome. Mm. But I want Michael Harris in the two-hole, and I want him to stay there.
Ozuna, look like you know how to play and wear the neon sleeve.
Okay.
Neon arm sleeve. Because he's deadly with that neon arm sleeve.
Yeah.
But I'm with you to the whole thing about the cleanup hitter, because Grant is right. They brought him in to be that, but to be that guy. I'm not saying he's going to be that everyday dude. But, yeah, somewhere familiar in that place. Matt Olson, I say, he's been all-star. I mean, I think he needs to get back. Well, he kind of played to level up and down throughout that season last year. But I think Matt Olson get back to his all-star ways. Max Fried, win the Cy Young. Win the NL Cy Young this year. And Spencer Strider, 7 strong innings more than not.
Right? Yeah. Give us a quality start
more
often than not.
Yeah, 7 more than not.
Get the out pitch, whatever you want to call it, sort of not. Because teams found his weakness was if you work the count a little bit, and the Mets did it better than anybody. If you work the count on him and you foul some pitches off and stuff, his pitch count can get high quickly, and they get him out of the game early. So, yeah, that's going to be a huge step for him in year two.
Sally, don't suck.
Come on, man.
But
he's got to be better than that.
No.
No?
I mean, Sally's going to be in the four.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And maybe you can do this, and I want to try to get there too, because Grant said something when we talked to him in the noon hour earlier today that's probably a healthy way to think about Charlie Morton is as your fourth starter.
Yes.
If you can think about Charlie Morton simply as your fourth starter, then don't suck is reasonable.
Yes.
If you can't get past the fact that Charlie Morton is the highest paid pitcher on your team don't suck is a pretty low bar. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. Charlie Morton's going to get $20 million this year. I need my $20 million to get me a little more than don't suck. I know it's not my $20 million, but you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. But for that $20 million, what you're saying is he's the highest paid pitcher on your staff. He should be at least the number two pitcher if you go by salary or salary alone. But that ain't the case here because he got dudes that are better than him. Now, I understand.
They're better than him.
That's what I'm saying. And, I mean, I listen to Alex Anthopoulos and all his reasoning behind why you brought back a Charlie Morton and all those different things. And this is first in a long time of having a full spring training of just health and being able to pitch. Well, it ain't look good, Andy. Well, I mean, I think he's going today, matter of fact. I think he went yesterday. He went yesterday?
Yeah. Or did he go Grant was saying he went yesterday.
Okay, I don't know why I thought he went today. But anyways, yeah, so he's in the four hole right now. So, and I'm not saying, because Charlie was 50, so there ain't no damn pressure. Charlie in the pitching World Series and all those things.
Yeah.
So the pressure.
It's not about pressure. No.
It's just about not sucking. Okay? That's what it's about.
Yeah, and I think the main way for him to not suck is to not give up homers. That's been, for whatever reason.
Keep the ball in the park.
Yeah, the last year, really last year, that was kind of his Achilles. And so, yeah. But, again, I need just a little more than that. Like, maybe be good most of the time.
If you don't suck, then you're good. Well, yeah. You're all right.
There's between great and suck.
Okay.
You know? Don't suck. I need him to be, like, pretty much what he was between June and the end of the year last year, which is a 3.3 ERA, pretty good strikeout rate, but occasionally he would get bit by that home run ball. Really, it's about limiting home runs for me with Charlie Morton and trying to limit those huge innings, too, because that's what would jump up and get him, too. He'd have that one terrible inning every time he went out.
Sean Murphy, all-star level catcher. What's that? Lowest steal rate against. Yeah, that's what it was.
I had that too.
Okay.
I have a specific number because if you go back and look at what the Braves got last year and the last couple of years, honestly, from the catching position as far as catching runners stealing.
Right.
Travis d'Arnaud was at 24% last year, which isn't terrible, but it's not great. William Contreras was at 14% last time he was catching on a consistent basis, which is really bad. There's a realistic possibility. Like, the Braves caught 20% of attempted stolen bases last year. That's 1 out of 5. That's not good. There's a realistic possibility that Sean Murphy gets 40% of runners. And he was about 34% last year. There's no reason that he can't be even a little bit better this year. If he's getting right around 40% of dudes that are trying to steal
it's
on
pop
him.
Pop time, Andy.
That's what it
it's
is.
Pop
like,
time.
I can't – and honestly, this is – that's a number. Like, that's a numerical value as far as what success would be for Sean Murphy. We just need to notice. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, Sean Murphy is being brought in to be this this massive upgrade defensively at catcher, right? Like, that's what you're being sold on. I'll be honest, I haven't watched a lot of Sean Murphy games. Didn't watch a lot of A's games the last couple of years. Yep. But his numbers look really good. If what Grant and everyone else says about not playing in the Coliseum, playing in a more hitter-friendly stadium, should mean his offensive numbers are really good too. But you need to be able to tune into a game and from time to time be like, damn, that dude, that look at that arm. Like, what he's doing defensively should be so good that you notice it.
Yes, I understand.
That's what I want from Sean Murphy.
That's what it is, because we were talking, when we had Grant on, he was talking about, Travis catching for Max. Mm-hmm. Who was the guy last year who had a specific catcher?
Yeah, remember it was Kyle Wright.
Was it Kyle Wright?
Seemed to like it when Contreras caught.
When Contreras, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then they kind of went away from that as the season went on.
Okay.
And d'Arnaud was catching for him sometimes too. But yeah, it seemed like that's what Kyle Wright liked. Not going to have that opportunity this year because Contreras doesn't play for the team anymore. I had a couple of other ones. Mike Soroka. I know we talked to Grant about, or Michael Soroka. I guess success for us will be calling him Michael every time we refer to him. Get a decision in a big league game. Like, and that's it, honestly. I don't need, if anything more than that happens, fantastic. If he finds it and he's in the rotation and he's a productive pitcher, fantastic. But if Michael Soroka makes his way back to the big leagues and gets a decision, hopefully a win, I consider that a success, man.
Okay.
Given what his last couple of years have been.
It's been hard.
If other people can, you can put more on his plate if you want. You can put more expectation on his back if you want, but I'm not going to.
That's one of the things where when that happens, because I do think it happened, and we're at the presser, well, not us at the presser, Grant, somebody that wrote at the presser, and they talk about that, you know Brian Snicker's going to get choked up.
Yeah.
You know he is going to be choked up if that happens.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, yeah, you can, we like to forecast when people are going to cry over there at Truist.
Yes.
We were right about Freddie.
Yes.
Dude hasn't stopped crying about being back here. Yeah. Brian Snicker's good for a tear or two as well. He gets choked up. He's proud of these guys, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Michael Soroka chokes up after he makes that first start. Hopefully he does, and hopefully he wins. I got one more. Iglesias, 5 blown saves or less.
Okay.
Because last year, Kenley Jansen was top 3 in baseball. He had 7. Didn't it feel like he had more than 7?
I don't know why it felt like he
had
more.
Did it feel like it was like 15?
But then you look at how many saves he had. He was amongst the save leaders.
Yeah, a lot of saves.
It damn sure felt like he had more than 5.
Yeah, he had 7.
He had 7. Sorry.
5 or less for Iglesias. Maybe. And I will consider that to be a success.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.